Invisible, Disc 3.
Chapter 27. Power. This is power. You drop a metal disc into a slot in a metal box, speak a few carefully chosen words into a black plastic contrivance, and minutes later, 1,700 people, give or take a few, instantly drop whatever they're doing and file out of a huge red brick building into the sunlight. Andy and I watch from across the street, then slip into the throng. Several teachers are trying to herd us toward the stadium. Everybody is talking and moving and bouncing off each other, tossing misinformation back and forth. Just a drill! Fire in the basement! I get separated from Andy in the confusion of bodies and am absorbed into the crowd. Somebody got shot! Oh my God, who got shot? Says a dark-haired girl to my right. It's a bomb threat, I say, getting into the spirit of it, enjoying being part of the crowd, bumping against her with my shoulder. She gives me a nasty look and moves away, but I hear her tell someone there's a bomb in the school. Gonna blow up the school! Probably a gas leak. I feel sick. I'm craning my neck, looking for Andy, when I see Melissa Haverman. I move toward her, but she sees me coming and her eyes go wide and she moves away. I'm cut off by a tight clot of sophomores. I heard there's a bomb, I say, trying to break through. They don't hear me. There are too many voices. Fire in the chemistry lab. Practice drill. Terrorists! I heard it was gas. Poison gas! Explosion. Killed! The shouts of the teachers are lost in the shuffling and chatter, and I lose track of Melissa. Two police cars show up just as the last people leave the building. They get out their bullhorns and help herd us to the stadium. We squeeze in, four abreast, through the gates and spill onto the field. Kids are looking for their friends, trying to gather into their cliques and clubs and friends and subcultures. Jocks looking for jocks. Boyfriends seeking girlfriends. Pretty girls looking for the other pretty girls. Goth seeking goth. But we are being herded mercilessly, the cops and the teachers teaming up to organize the mass of students. It takes about 20 minutes to get us all into the stands and seated. I can't see Andy anywhere. I'm sitting between two guys I don't know and who don't know me. One of them says, "This is so stupid." "How do you know?" I ask him. "It's just some sort of prank. Somebody pulled the fire alarm or something." "It's not a fire alarm," I tell him. "It's a bomb threat." "How do you know?" "I heard one of the teachers say so. I think it's serious."